This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The end of the parsha talks about the B'nai Menashe, the distribution of Eretz Yisrael to the B'nai Menashe. And the Pasuk says, the Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem, Vayitein Moshe es ha-Gilad l'macher ben Menashe v'yeshava. Moshe gave the Gilad to Machir ben Menashe, and he lived there. Okay. V'yoyer ben Menashe halach v'yilkoid es chavoyseya. Yoyer ben Menashe went, he conquered their cities.
The villages.
V'yikra eshen chavos Yoyer. He called them the villages of Yoyer. V'noivach halach, noivach went. V'yilkoid es kinas, v'es v'noiseha. He conquered kinas and the tributaries. V'yikra la, noivach b'shmai. And he called it Noivach in his name. Very interesting. Very interesting. Vayikra la Noivach b'shmai. So Rashi points out that the word la is different than every other la in the Torah. Why? Because it doesn't have a mapakeh. It should be called Vayikra la Noivach b'shmai. The word la should have a mapakeh. La eino mapakeh. Why? What's the explanation? V'ra'isi b'yisoidah of Ramosha Hadarshan. Says Rashi, I saw in the Sefer, the Yisoidah of Ramosha Hadarshan, Lefi shaloi niskayim la shimza. This name did not last. Lefikach hu rafeh. Therefore, it is not chazak, it is rafeh, it is missing. It's missing a hay. Shemashma, it's missing a dogish. Shemashma midrasha k'mayloi. The way we darshan it, if it doesn't have the dot, is Vayikra loy noivach. It's not noivach anymore. Okay, so Rashi, we're just going to digress for a few moments. Utmihani, Rashi's bothered, according to this drasha, Ma yidrosh b'shtei tevos hadomosa. What are we going to darshan with the other two places in Tanakh where it says la without the dot? Vayomer la, bayaz, it doesn't have a dot. Also, livnois la bayas, it doesn't have a dot. But this is what Rashi is reporting in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Moshe Hadarshan, that the word la does not have a dot. So the Baal HaTurim is coming to answer Rashi's question. In other words, Rashi wants to know, according to this concept, that when the word la doesn't have a dot, you darshan it like loy. So how do we understand, Rashi wants to know, how does this fit into Bayerma la bayas and levnois la bayas? Says the Baal HaTurim, Bayikra la noivach la gimel, loy mapike. There are three times in Tanakh, loy does not have a mapike. Vayikra la noivach b'shmai. Why? Shalai niskayim la zehashim. The name didn't last. Number two, Vayomer Eli livnois la bayis b'aret shinar. Why doesn't it have a dot? Shabikesh livnois v'loi bana. He wanted to build, but he never built it. Vayomer la bayaz. Bayaz said to her, Shalai diber imahu ba'atzma. He didn't actually speak to her. Elai de shliach. So the Baal HaTurim is really answering Rashi's question. Rashi wants to know, what are you going to do with the other two places in Tanakh that it says la without the mapakeh? Says the Baal HaTurim, I'll tell you. Vayomer Eli livnois la bayis. It doesn't have the mapakeh to teach. He wanted to build, he didn't build. And Vayomer la bayaz, he didn't speak to her directly. By the way, the Sifsei Chachamim comments, why didn't Rashi like the explanation of the Baal HaTurim? The answer is,
because it doesn't compare to his
cup. It is not the exact drasha of Rav Moshe Hadarshan. Rav Moshe Hadarshan says, if it's missing a dot, it didn't last. Says the Sifsei Chachamim, Uve Medrash Rus Darash Gamal Zeh HaPasuk, V'chein HaPasuk Livnois La Bayis, Ach Loi Kefi HaDrasha Rav Moshe Hadarshan Bekan Shemilas La Hu Kamei Loi. In other words, Rashi knows the Medrash, that when it doesn't have a dot, it could be darshan. The question is, Rav Moshe Hadarshan interprets it as if it would be written loy. No! And that drasha only applies in this pasuk. Okay.
He didn't speak that.
It didn't last. But here it's not, it didn't
last. No, that's not what the Sifsei Chachamim says. The Sifsei Chachamim says la is like loy. It's not that he didn't speak to her.
You didn't speak to him. But Ramosh Hadarshan Daich is something else. It didn't last. It's okay. Not the comparison.
That's not what the Sifsei Chachamim says.
That's what the Sifsei Chachamim is. Not what Ramosh Hadarshan
Sifsei Chachamim says. Now, because we're not darshaning law as no.
It is no. He didn't speak to her. No, that, is no.
I hear you saying that's not what the Sefer Chacham
says.
In any event,
what about the Tamei Mikra, the other two cases?
What?
The other two cases, is it Mecha Kfula?
There are many times it says La the Mecha Kfula. No, it doesn't have a Mecha Kfula. No. Okay. In any event, what we want to focus on is the following. Rashi is telling us that there's a man by the name of Noivach, and Noivach went. He conquered Kenas, and he called the city Noivach. Says Rashi, by the way, the reason why it doesn't have a dot is because the name didn't last. Who cares? We need the Torah. We know every kutzo shayur is teaching me tilei halachos. Every single extra dot, extra crown is teaching me a limud. And here the Torah has to go out of its way to take out a dot to teach me the name didn't last. I mean, who cares if the name lasted or not? It's completely irrelevant.
Who's this Noivach?
And especially, what?
Who's Noivach?
Noivach. And especially,
he was deserving to have his name mentioned.
And especially the fact that we find in Sefer Shoftim, that the name Chavos Yair did last. There's a Shas with Chuvas Chavos Yair. We find in Sefer Shoftim that Yair HaGiladi went to the Chavos Yair. So what is it? Why is it important for the Torah to tell me that Noivach's city didn't last? And why is it important to know Chavos Yair did last? Okay. So we come to a very, very powerful, interesting explanation from Rav Shimon Schwab in the Sefer Me'ein Beis HaShoeva. And he says the following. He says, about four lines down, Hine kol nekuda shabatayra hi limud. Every dot in the Torah teaches you something. Like Rabbi Akiva darshaned, on every kotz v'kotz, mounds and mounds of halachos. V'chein heder nekuda achas u'gam kein Torah shlema. The Torah takes out a dot, it has a lot of meaning. Right? By the way, we find in this week's parsha, they're about certain cities, Musabos Shem, that they purposely change the name of certain cities because they used to be called idols, and Klal Yisrael purposely changed their name. By the way, I heard from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, that's why in Chumash, the name of the city is Yericho. You will not find the name Yericho in Chumash. If you look in Sefer Yehoshua, all of a sudden it's Yericho. Why? What happened? Yareach is what? The moon. So probably what happened was, in that city, they were idol worshippers, they worshipped the moon, and they named the name of the city Yerecha. But when they get to Eretz Yisrael, they mangled the name. It was Musabo Shem. They changed it to Yerecha. But in any event, we know every Nakuda in the Torah is a Torah Shlema. The Tzarech L'Havan, we have to understand, Ma'am Alamdeinu, what is it teaching us? L'hayo b'zeh, Shahidi Asenu Atar Shlein Eskayim Hashem. Oy Yesh Lain. Another question: Amay Neskayim Hashem Chavos Yair. Why did the name Chavos Yair last? K'may Shematzino B'mei Hashayftim. We find in Sefer Shayftim. Vayakam Achrav Yair Hageladi Ushloishim Ayarim Lohem Yikru Chavos Yair Ad Hayom Hazeh. Shehakfarim Shabimei Moshe Nasu Arim. These villages became cities. V'nisharu B'shmam. So we're going to say the answer at first outside, then we'll say it inside. The answer is like this. You have a lot of people. How do they define themselves? Well, let's think about ourselves. How do we look at ourselves? Many people, they define themselves by what they own, what they do, what kind of car they drive, right? I drive a Lexus. You know what I am? I'm a Lexus kind of person. I wear Giorgio Armani suits. So what am I? I'm a Giorgio Armani suit kind of guy. I'm doctor. What do you mean you're doctor? Your name is Yanko. No. I am, all of a sudden you define yourself by your profession. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a businessman. No. You're not defined by what you own. You're not defined by what you do. You're not defined by what you wear. You're defined by your meisim tovim, by your midos, by your character. what you own, what you drive, what you do, what you wear is outside of you. But most people don't get it. Most people define themselves by their profession, their possessions, their acquisitions. Neubach made a fatal mistake. And the mistake was the following. Neubach said, oh, I have a city. I will call the name of the city Neubach. As if to say, my new identity is my city. I now define myself by my city. This is a false hashgafa. This is a false ideology. This is a false philosophy. This is a philosophy that has no kiyum, and it doesn't last. The name doesn't last.
According to Otzkor, Rashi says that he did that because he had no children.
Whatever reason, whatever the reason is. That's very nice. Ah, but Yair, he understood. He understood that when you have a city, the city is just your city. And that's why he called it Chavos Yair. It's the city of Yair. It's not Yair. Yair is not defined by what Yair owns. Yair is Yair, and the city is Yair City. The car is not, I'm not a Lexus. I'm not the kind of guy that drives a Lexus. This is how I get from point A to point B. This is my car. This is not me. Very often people start to see their identity by what they own, by what they wear, by what they do. I'm the kind of guy. What are your midos? How do you daven? How do you learn? That is how you should define yourself. But lehein latay vehein lamuta, we find in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Vani, he doesn't say Vani ish tefila. I'm the kind of guy that daven. Vani tefila, that's how I define myself. David HaMelech says, I'm not ish shalom. Vani shalom, I am peace. He defined himself by his ma'asim. He defined himself by his midas. He defined himself by his character. Says Rav Shimon Shraab ben Nira, Ki ha'adam she'yesh lo nechasim harei nekroim ha'nechasim al shemai. The nechasim are called by his name. Aval heim dvarim shechutz l'gufay, but they're external to him. Ve'enam chelik me'etzim etziyusay, they're not part of his identity. V'lachin shapir asa yar shekara oisan chavos yar. Therefore Yair acted properly by calling them the cities of Yair. Lahaira is to teach Shechavos Hagilad Shalohema. They belong to him. Avol Neuvach Loikares Kenas Ir Neuvach. Neuvach didn't call Kenas the city of Neuvach. Ela Neuvach Lishmai Mamish Hamare, which shows Shehu Mizdahe Im Nechasov. He identifies himself with his property. Liyosam Etzam Echad. That's me. It's an extension of me. Hashkafa kazu ena hashkafas hatayra. This is not the philosophy and attitude the Torah wants us to have. Ulafikach ena kiyam, and therefore it didn't last.
Ulauma. Why is the Torah giving two psukim?
What?
What is the Torah giving this guy two psukim?
The Torah is teaching us la without the dot that it doesn't last. This is a philosophy that doesn't last. Ulauma sa, but opposite this, mashenechshav lesimen gnai itzal noivach. What was disparaging to Neivach. We find the opposite when it comes to mitzvahs. For a mitzvah to have eternal lasting, you need to identify yourself with the mitzvah, and I will give the following example.
Rabbi, can I just ask you when it talks about Novach, it says, Alakwa Yoko es Kenas Vies Benoseha.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what this Benoseha means, because by your reaches by your.
Okay, we're not going to digress. I'm not going to address this. Okay, so this is the idea. Yeah?
That the society is taking him. The society is elevating a man that has something. If he drives a Cadillac, he's a nice fellow. Society does nothing.
No, so we're saying that this is something that people do. This was Neuvach's flaw. Neuvach identified himself by his city. V'hinei b'chol mitzvahs, I say.
Then you meet a person, you meet him according to his dress, according to his clothing. When you say goodbye to him, then you meet him according to his mind, what he is.
Okay. Says Shimon Schwab, Hinei b'chol mitzvahs asei, sheyesh b'kiyumam chefza de mitzvah. When it comes to all mitzvahs, kagon shofar, tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, velulav. Lo yitachin sheis achir adam in mitzvah, right? The person doesn't become part of the shofar, he doesn't become part of the lulav, he doesn't become part of the tefillin, he doesn't become part of the tzitzis. Shehari lo nase ha'adam ha'chifet shel shofar kiyotzibai. The person doesn't become part of the mitzvah. But there are certain mitzvahs that you become part of the mitzvah itself. You become defined by the mitzvah. For example, there's certain mitzvahs that a person could become one with the mitzvah. For example, by Talmud Torah, we find before a person learns Torah, it's called Tairas Hashem. Once a person learns Torah, it's called Tairasai, like the Gemara Makkah says, right? When the Sefer Torah comes into the shul, what happens? Everyone stands up. And when the rabbi walks in, what happens? Everyone looks the other way, right? Why? Because people are tipshai. People are fools. Says the Gemara, Kama tipshai sharinshi. Look how foolish people are. They stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Gavra Rabba. Just the opposite. There's more of a reason to stand up for the Gavra Rabba. What do you mean? What's so good about the Gavra? He just learned a lot. Yeah. But when a person learns Torah, he becomes one with the Torah. The Torah Shebaal Peh is recorded on him. So if you stand up for the Torah Shebechsav, Alachas Kama V'Kama, you have to stand up for the Torah Shebaal Peh. Or we find by David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, V'ani Tfila, not V'ani Ish Mispalel. I daven. Not V'ani Ish Shalom. Ani Shalom. I am Shalom. Says Rav Shimon Shab, that's the concept why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is an ice. Where's the ice? Where? Show me.
What are we doing?
Show me the ice. The ice, you need something physical. Show me an ice is a sign. Show me the sign. That's a sign? Not doing something? That's not a sign. Tefillin is a tangible thing. Not doing something is not. The answer is, when the person is not doing anything, he is the sign. He becomes the sign of Shabbos. The person becomes defined as a Shomer Shabbos. The Shomer Shabbos is the sign of Shabbos. It's not that, we don't see any desecration over here, so we don't know, we need to wear tefillin. The person himself becomes identified as one who keeps Shabbos, so the Shabbos becomes alive. The Shomer Shabbos is a living embodiment of Shabbos observant, he's the ice. Okay, so we'll end off with one verse on the parasha from the Megala Amukos. Maybe you remember it. Eile Maaseh B'nei Yisrael. So the Sfarim tell us, Eile Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, the Maasois are the various galusim, the various travails that Klal Yisrael have experienced throughout our history. Primarily we've been in what? Dalet Galios. What are they? Edom. Madai, Bavel, Yavan, Rashi Tevois, Eile, Maaseh, B'nei, Yisrael, Edom, Madai, Bavel, Yavan. Says Megal Mukas, what's the trap on Eile, Maaseh, B'nei, Yisrael? Azla Geresh, right? Azla Geresh, Munach Ravi'i, Azla Geresh, we were chased out. Munach, we replaced Revi in the Dalet Golosim. What are they? Eile, Maaseh, B'nei Yisrael, Edom, Madai, Bavel, Yavan, Rabbi Say, have a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.